1027 Breakfast.
Good morning. Reverend Sona is here. She's here every single Thursday to give us some words of wisdom. And she, you know, like, levels the playing fields and gives us a little bit of food for thought. Good morning, Reverend Sona. Good morning, Sona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Excellent, thank you. Nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
What are we talking about this week?
I want to talk about laws of attraction, butterflies, and the importance of doing interior work.
Oh, good. So I wouldn't have covered that, so it's probably a good idea that you do.
Yes, I don't think you would have covered this, but I always love butterflies. They're beautiful, gentle, fragile, yet they can fly for miles. I love the way they flit from flower to flower, and when my dad passed from this life to the next, it was just my mom and I. As we sat with him, the upstairs window was filled with white butterflies.
Wow.
Now, whenever I miss him, a butterfly usually crosses my path. Maybe I'm attracting it. A reminder that while he isn't physically present, he's still alive. And I was about to begin meditating the other day when a butterfly took an interest in me. It sat on me for a moment and then flew on. And as it did, I was reminded of something I read. If you spend your time chasing after butterflies, they will generally fly away. If you spend your time making a beautiful butterfly garden, they're going to come to you. You're going to attract them. And we seem to spend so much time chasing after things, racing from one appointment to the next, chasing success as we define it, chasing after the next deal, meeting everyone's needs, making sure we meet deadlines. And I do know we have to live and we need money to live. But sometimes I feel we just need to slow down and be, and ultimately we're going to achieve more. We might attract more. Out of that being, we're better able to do the chasing because we're in a better space. We definitely attract more positive energy and things start working out. That's the interior work. We also have more energy and creativity within ourselves. I've just come out of 2 weeks of joy and celebration and fun and a little bit of madness as most of the family and friends came out from all over the world for my daughter's wedding. It was wonderful, but I'm sure you're going to agree, anyone who's been through this, it's also a little tiring. So even though I needed to focus on work again, I took half a day's leave just to be. To relax, breathe, walk, sit in the garden, meditate, notice the butterflies sitting on me. To reconnect with the stillness and calm within. And I slowly felt myself being renewed and refreshed. I could have gone straight back to work, but I can almost guarantee I would have been working at half the pace, at half my ability, and I may even have felt I was running on empty and getting sick. I often think of a car. I've been told, and car people can correct me, that it's not good if the fuel tank gets near empty because impurities can get into the fuel jets. We also need to make sure that we aren't running on near empty. If we can't take half a day, take a moment or a lunch hour, go outside, not with the cell phone, and just breathe and enjoy and find a bit of sun and feel the warmth. Look at the sky, just be. I'm almost certain you're going to be amazed at how much better you feel and how the afternoon flows much more smoothly. And I just have to share this. Yesterday something happened that just amazed me and confirmed for me the importance of rest.
Yeah.
As I finished recording the vodcast, I got a message on my phone and it said the following. Butterflies rest during rainstorms because their wings get damaged. All of us need rest. So I hope you find time to just be today, even if it's only for a moment. And remember, if you create that beautiful interior garden, you're going to attract much more positive energy.
I love it, as I normally and always do. It's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. And we look forward to hearing you Sunday morning at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
There we go. Sona will be here at 6 o'clock through to 6:30. And there is a vodcast, as she mentioned and alluded to just a moment ago, which will be up on our socials very, very shortly.
Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30 to 9 a.m.
With Airlink. Why Airlink? Connecting Southern Africa.